This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
With your coronavirus update for June 21st, the first day of summer 2021, I'm Jim Watkins. Topping our report, the United States reported less than 100 deaths from COVID-related illness in one 24-hour period for the first time since March 2020. No state reported more than 23 deaths on Sunday. California had the highest number. 35 of the 50 U.S. states reported zero fatalities on Sunday, June 20th. The rolling average of deaths in the U.S. over a seven-day period is 323 per day on average. That's falling 15% from last week. We should note also that new cases are dropping. California reported only 624 new cases on Sunday. Across the nation, new numbers from new cases have fallen 22.8% in the last 7 days. How many Americans have received vaccinations? 53%. With 43% having had two shots and 9% having one shot. The United Kingdom now holds the most number of vaccinated people per capita in the world. Israel, Chile, Uruguay, and Bahrain rank as the top five. The U.S. ranks seventh. As far as the global picture, new cases are down slightly at 4.65%, 41% from 1 month ago. That's a significant drop in new cases. Deaths have also fallen to just under 10% worldwide from COVID-related illness to 8,186 per day. The number of daily deaths have dropped 37.7% from 1 month ago. Ranjith Ramasamy, medical doctor at the University of Miami Health Systems, addressing the issues of vaccines causing infertility. She said, quote, "People should not be concerned. The vaccines are safe." A study, which appears as a research letter in the Journal of American Medical Association, tracked 45 men between the ages of 18 and 50, with the median age at 28, who had been vaccinated. The study found there was no significant decline in men's sperm at 70 days after the final vaccine shot. A federal judge in Florida ruled Friday for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that they cannot enforce its COVID-19 rule for cruise ships in the state after the 18th of July. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who sued the CDC over cruise ship rules in April, described U.S. District Judge Stephen Merriday's ruling as, quote, "a major victory." Under this conditional sailing order, the CDC stated that companies could depart without delay if 95% of persons on board, passenger and crew, were vaccinated. If the 95% threshold weren't met, CDC said, operators were required to bring volunteers on test trips to demonstrate that they can reduce COVID-19 risks. The science on booster shots is not settled. That, according to many health experts at the World Health Organization, some government and pharmaceutical officials prepare for COVID booster shots targeting more infections and virus variants. Health authorities say it is too early to tell if they would be required. The World Health Organization's chief scientist said in a Zoom interview on Friday, quote, "the science is still evolving." Such a call is, quote, "premature," while high-risk individuals in most of the world haven't yet completed a first course of vaccination. The WHO stated that data has still not come in from those who have provided extra inoculations or those who are particularly vulnerable to COVID, and that information will help inform WHO's guidance. And in San Diego, more than 300 cases of heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccinations have been reported in young people across the U.S., according to Dr. Michael Welch at Rady's Children's Hospital, says, quote, "this may be coincidental. A person may be predisposed to this. It may be, as we have often seen in vaccines, that our own immune system starts reacting in an inflammatory way against our own muscles," end quote. Welch, an allergist and immunologist at Rady's Children's Hospital, says 8 boys have been admitted after suffering painful heart muscle inflammation after getting vaccinated. The shot from Pfizer BioNTech is the only one authorized so far for children ages 12 through 17. That's a look at the latest headlines with News with Impact and the latest numbers on your coronavirus update. Don't forget, all of this information is available to you online at our website, candidlyspeaking.net. Just look for the drop-down menu that says COVID. With your coronavirus update for June 21st, I'm Jim Watkins.